Fraser Foods presents another edition of Bob Green Today. I'm Bob Green, CEO of the grocery chain Fraser Foods, and every now and again I come on the Phil Hendry Show and present Bob Green Today. You want me to read this?
Yeah.
Bob Green is on his way.
What do you want? Can we do this again?
We cannot. We are live.
Welcome, everyone, and welcome to Bob Green Today. Go.
Yes, Bob Green is walking into town.
We did fine.
What are you laughing at?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is General Galen Shaw. I'll tell you in a minute. This is General Galen Shaw, and I'm Bob Green. And this is Bob Green Today, where we get the thoughts and the feelings and the observations of everyday life from one of America's great businessmen, Bob Green, on Bob Green Today.
And then...
he's in town.
This is Bob Green. Forget it. You're laughing. What I had hoped to do, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bob Green Today. And maybe I should not have, maybe I shouldn't have hoped for this. You know, hope springs eternal, and we all hope that great things will happen. One of my failings as a human being is that I'm always hoping something's going to go good.
Are you all right?
Yeah, can we edit that out?
Sure.
Something's going to go good, but forget that, because...
in your life?
In my life, forget it.
But that is not to say that you haven't had your successes.
No. I've had my successes. But one of them wasn't the intro to this show, that's for sure.
Well, may I say...
yeah, go ahead.
We had a script, and I wasn't exactly holding to that script, so I blame myself for this, but I thought that we were not going to do that this show. We were going to wait until next week.
Why would we do that?
Because we wanted to run it by Phil.
Run it by... let me explain something. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We will not run anything by Phil. I love and respect Phil Hendry, as I'm sure you all do. But on Bob Green Today, I call the shots, me and me alone.
I understand.
And we did want to have a little bit of an intro. At one point, I would cue the general, and he would say, Bob Green is striding down the main street of the town. Something like that.
Right. And the idea of this is that you're here...
yeah, the idea of it is I'm here and I've got some ideas on summertime salads.
But you're walking into town like you're going to blow someone's head off.
Well, what do you got to put it like that?
Well, that's the whole thing.
You know, I'm not going to talk about it. Anyway, folks,
no, it's just that you are coming into town.
Bob Green Today is about me entering their people's lives, but I want them to see me as someone who's stepping through the door confidently
and wearing chaps.
Jesus H.
Well, isn't that the case?
Yes, it is, General, and that ends tonight's third degree, if you don't mind.
All right, I'm very sorry, but... And so when you do enter, wearing your chaps and so forth, and I'm Bob Green, and I'm here to tell you how to make a cucumber salad.
What a...
I beg your pardon?
Nothing at all. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to edit out... well, I shouldn't say we're going to edit out all of that, because I don't want you to hear me saying that we're going to edit out all of that. But it makes me feel better to know that I can say it and know that it's going to be edited out, and I'll never have to
listen to it again.
That's right. I thought what I would do here on Bob Green Today is tell you a little bit about myself. You know that I am the CEO of Fraser Foods. I founded Fraser Foods back in 1990. I had exactly $5,000 and a dream. A dream to build boutique grocery stores throughout the Southwest and Southeast, the Sun Belt, of America. This is where the major population shift was happening. This is where the major demographic explosions were happening. And as it turned out, I was right. Fraser Foods and our many stores here in California, in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, all the way on through to Florida, we are a chain of boutique specialty grocery stores that specializes in the meats and the cuts of different meats,
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Well, but you know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
And I'm not exactly well-versed on it either because I'm an executive. And yes, I did start as a busboy, a bag boy, and I have some things to tell you about that because it made some of the experiences I had as a bag boy. You know, I'm 5'6". A lot of people know that about me. I'm not a big man. I'm not a tall man. I'm not abnormally short, but I am short. And
you have the hair system?
Mm-mm-mm.
All right, I'm sorry I brought that up.
Well, I like to roll that out myself because it's very delicate. I do wear a hair system, and when I say hair system, it's my hair. So therefore, no, it's not a toupee. It's not a hairpiece. I loathe and detest those words. I only use them now to let you know that I loathe and detest them so that I hope, and I'm sure you won't use them in my presence if I ever meet any of you. Unlike the lady last year who had heard me on the air, knew I loathed and detested the words hairpiece and toupee.
And she had come into the Fraser Foods in Buena Park, hadn't she?
She did come into Fraser Foods in Buena Park, and she's asking me all these questions, and then she says, oh, are you Mr. Green with the hairpiece? And I began to shake, almost as if I had Hodgkinson's. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, it's a very tragic illness.
Yeah. I began to shake. I began to froth at the mouth. It wasn't any good. So I like to keep that to a minimum.
What happened to that lady?
I don't know what happened. She kept on shopping. I guess she could give a damn about me. I began to shake and froth at the mouth. I dropped to the linoleum floor, and she moved on looking at bags of lettuce.
Yeah, we are very, as people, we need to care about each other a lot more. Wouldn't you agree?
No, I would not.
Well, Bob.
No, I'm not saying that I don't believe in kindness and love a fellow man, but I'm not going to make a habit out of that, especially when we know we got people like that in this world. You have to defend yourself, especially you young people listening. You need to defend yourself against people that would come in and go, oh, look at your hairpiece. Because what's next? If you have a glass eye, if you have fake teeth, whatever. If you've got a fake leg.
You mean, are you talking about a prosthetic leg?
That's it, yeah, prosthetic leg. Are you going to let people do peg leg jokes? Now, let me tell you what happened to me. When I was a young man, I was a bag boy at one of the big grocery chains here in Southern California. I was about 5'1" or 2" when I was a 17-year-old. I was a senior in high school. The growth spurt for me happened between the ages of 18 and 25, and that's when I reached my height today, which is around 5'6" and a half. On a good day, 5'7".
Now, what do you mean by a good day?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm not reading the tape measure right or something.
Do you measure yourself with a tape measure?
Do you mind?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just was...
There's a marking on the wall or something. So, anyway, we had at this store a produce manager who used to howl with laughter every time he saw me, and he had read a book written by Ray Bradbury, and in this book by Ray Bradbury, the great fantasy and science fiction writer, a little man is taken and weighed on a scale by a sadistic butcher because he thinks it's funny to pick up this little man and put him on the scale and weigh him and then make jokes about, hey, butcher, don't weigh your thumb here, stuff like that.
You're kidding.
No, then that was in the book. This guy that was the produce manager at this store that I worked at thought the book was so great. When he saw me, he would pick me up and put me on the scale. And I swore a blood oath.
No, Robert, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I swore a blood oath when I got home that night the first time I looked in the mirror and I said to myself, Bob Green, man, don't do it, man, don't do it.
And what did you do?
I cut my finger. And I think somebody else mentioned this on the show.
Hard time breathing?
Yeah, something like that. I cut my finger and I began sucking my own blood, pretending.
Yeah, so you're pretending you're a vampire. I forget who else did that.
Yeah, well, whatever. But I swore a blood oath that I wouldn't let that guy get away with it, and I didn't. The next day, when I came in and the guy was there, the produce manager was there, and I had a stepladder. And I walked over to him, and I said, Ray. And he turned around and pretended like he didn't see me. He was looking over, but he knew I was there. He was looking over, well, oh, I don't see, oh, there you are. And he looked straight down. But by then, I put the stepladder up, and I stepped up the stepladder. Now I was eyeball to eyeball with him.
No kidding.
Yeah. And I said, I brought this over from the deli for you. I think it's something you might enjoy. And he said, what is it? and I said, hot soup. It was actually boiled lard that I had in a bucket.
Holy Christ.
Yeah, that's right. And I pulled out the front of his shirt and poured it down the front of...
You gotta be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. Poured it down the front of this guy's shirt. Well, the screaming and the thrashing, it went on for a good 45 minutes as I very calmly put my apron on and began to bag groceries. Now, that's Bob Green.
Now, Bob, you're saying this all took... This, in view of all of the customers.
That's right. That's right.
Were you fired?
Yes, I was fired. I was fired as soon as I got done with my shift because they knew when it came to bagging groceries, there's only one name, Bob Green. I didn't like it. I didn't like being known as a kid that bagged groceries real good. And I would say to the store owner, I'd say, you know, there's more to life than me being a, you know, bagging groceries. And he says to me, yeah, you could be a jockey. Ha, 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 ha. And he'd look, he'd turn as he was walking away, turn to make sure I was paying attention. He'd go, ha, ha, a couple of more times.
So this guy was, you worked with a lot of, if you'll pardon the language, assholes.
You got that right, General. But I was a great grocery bagger, and I finished out my shift, and that's when our manager fired me and told me never to darken their door again. And I said, fine with me. And I left, and that's when I decided, you know, I had a couple more years of school. I was going to go to JC, but I decided then and there I would start my own grocery chain. And it took a few years, and it took me purchasing, getting the capital, and purchasing a failing few stores here in California, and then beginning the expansion.
Bob Green is our host here. This is Bob Green today, the General Galen Shaw. And this is fascinating, Bob. I haven't... Now, where did you get the name Fraser Foods?
Well, I wanted to have a name.
Now, this is not a name that is associated with anyone in your store.
No. It's, you mean...
No one that founded the company.
Absolutely. It's a name that's completely unassociated with anybody in the company. There wasn't a Mr. Fraser. My name wasn't Fraser. I decided to name it Fraser Foods, me and me alone.
Now, why did you name it that?
I felt that the store needed to... First of all, sound like a friendly neighborhood store. We wanted a place that would have a throwback name like the stores back in the old days. I don't know, you'd go down to Charlie's or Uncle Pep's or someplace like Fraser, you know. It just sounded good to me. Now, I come from California. We didn't have any neighborhoods. I don't remember having to go to it. The first grocery store I went to here was Alpha Beta.
And that was a chain store.
Oh, it was a huge grocery. It was a supermarket. So I don't know from... grocery stores, but I figured Fraser Foods sounded good, and as we went down through the years, it was very relatable. Now, I did have a moment, a pause, and it never would have been noticed, and I made a big deal out of it, and I've learned my lesson, and I know there's a few of you out there that have nothing but the worst of intentions for Bob Green. I know, I got your emails. And you're listening, and you're going to make sure that everyone knows the truth about Bob Green. I can tell you...
Bob, now what are we talking about here?
Well, what happened was, I called it Fraser Foods, and then I found out that there was the fighter Joe Fraser and the basketball player Walt Fraser of the New York Knicks. Those are the only two Frasers that came to mind, because I read the sports pages regularly in those days. I didn't follow boxing as much as I did the other sports. I knew Walt Fraser was a great... point guard for the New York Knicks. Joe Frazier, of course, the great heavyweight fighter.
Now, you started this much, much after Joe Frazier.
Yeah, no, Fraser Foods was started in the 90s.
Okay.
1991. But obviously, Joe Frazier was very well known. And I was very immature in those days. And as soon as I found out that Joe Frazier and Walt Frazier were black... I immediately contacted Joey Pep, Tom Archiboni, Willie Giff, and a couple of the other guys that had gone in with me on this, and I said, "Yeah, I just got the news." They said, "What?" I said, "You haven't heard." And they said, "No." I said, "We got a problem. We got a big problem." Now, I told them that...
No, well, Bob, why did you think this was a big problem?
Because I was an idiot in those days. I'm way better now. I'm not like this. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because I got a couple of emails from people that said...
If you don't tell the story, they will.
Yeah.
You know, let me just say this before we continue. I don't like the idea of blackmailing anyone. And I would stand by you, Bob, if you said you didn't want to tell this story. And anybody that wanted to come at you, they got to go through me.
Well, I appreciate that very much, General, but I feel that this is the... I don't want to get you involved. You got a wife, you got grandkids. I am a single man. I'm very wealthy. And because I am wealthy and I am a single man, I date a lot of women. And most likely I dated the wives or the girlfriends of these people that are threatening me. And they get very upset with me. So I said to my colleagues, we got to change the name of the store. They said, why? I said, three guesses. The first two don't count.
Because the name Frazier would remind people of a black boxer and basketball player.
That was my fear, yeah. Well, Joey Pep is a much older guy and one of our partners, and he slapped me around. A lot of the guys all took turns. It was not a very pleasant afternoon, let me put it that way. A couple of them got very indignant. I said, what's your problem? I'm trying to save us. I'm trying to save us a world of grief dealing with these customers. They called me a racist. They said that I was ignorant. They called me a very, very ignorant man. They called me all kinds of names. They slapped me around all afternoon. Well, I walked out of there that afternoon about 5 o'clock. I had a little trickle of blood coming out of my mouth. My shirt was untucked. The tie was ripped. My pants were torn. My sports jacket was somewhere. I don't know where it was. So you'd had your ass kicked. I'd had my ass kicked. And Frazier Foods has never been an issue since then. Well, that's very forthcoming of you to tell a story like that. Bob, I know you're in the grocery business professionally. And I don't know if you have occasion to visit other grocery chains, other grocery stores. Oh, yeah, all the time.
All the time. Now, where do you go?
Well,
yeah, without saying the brand names, tell us where you visit.
Well, I go to all the big chains, all of the big grocery stores, the supermarkets, of which we've got several here in California. I don't go to, I will mention by name grocery chains that I've not gone into, but I understand are fantastic stores. Safeway.
Now, Safeway used to be here in California, is it?
Safeway, I think, is up north in Northern California. It's in Hawaii. It's in a lot of other states in the West. It's not in California anymore. Kroger's is one from the Southeast. I have not visited Kroger's, but I have been to some chain grocery stores here in Southern California, and I go in there.
Now, tell us what the routine is.
Well, I like to go in, and I like to what they call graze. So I'll go in, I'll have my hands in my pocket, I'll be whistling. I don't go into any grocery store or supermarket thinking that they're somehow big shots and they're better than us. I look at all grocery stores other than Frazier Foods as inferior products, as lower than low, is way, way down there, and Frazier Foods is above them.
So, you're in one of these big grocery chains.
I'm in one of the big grocery chains here in California. I'm walking around with my hands in my pockets because that signifies that I don't yet respect you. I'm whistling, which means I'm not taking your product very seriously. And then I'm grazing. And what grazing is you're eating.
So you're grabbing a grape here and there.
Oh, yeah, I grab a grape, a peach. I ate a peach the other day, an apple.
You're doing a lot more than what most people do. Well, I don't give a damn. All right.
I peel a banana, and I do stupid stuff. I started itching my armpits and going, ridiculous things like that because I want people to know that I don't take this thing seriously.
What are you saying? You're saying you go into the...
I get a banana, I peel it, and I go, I go into a monkey act, and here's why, General. I want them to know that they don't bowl me over.
Yes, but they don't know that you're a grocery chain owner, do they?
They may. I don't come in and announce myself. Generally, though, I will say something to someone. Hi, I'm Bob Green. I'm with Frazier Foods. Hi, I'm Bob Green. A lot of times they're too busy doing something, they don't even hear it. If they did, they would sit up, take notice, and most likely want to get me a coffee and, oh, Mr. Green, can we get you lunch? Can we? And a lot of times they'll say that. I'll say, where are you getting the lunch from? They'll say, well, from our very delicious deli. And I'll say, wow, I can't chance it. And they'll look hurt. I'll say, nothing against you, but I looked at what they were doing back there. I don't think I saw gloves. Now, a lot of times they'll tell you, oh, yes, they were wearing gloves, Mr. Green. I said, well, maybe they wear gloves when you walk by, but they didn't know who I was. And when I walked by, I saw, oh, And they'll say, what? I said, well, one guy wasn't wearing gloves and looked like he had a running staph infection. And the person will go, oh, Jesus, and run off to spit up somewhere.
Oh, God. You know, and you're not telling the truth, are you?
Well, what I'm doing...
No, but you're not telling the truth, are you?
I don't like you...
All right, I'm sorry. Are you telling the truth, Bob?
What I'm doing, General Shaw, is I am... I'm telling them the power that I have over them. Because right away they sweat it. Now, whether the guy is wearing gloves or not, it's not important because, hi, I'm Bob Green. I'm from Fraser Foods. Oh, Mr. Green, you want to stay for lunch? Sure. What are we having or where are you going to get it? We'll get it directly from our deli. And they're real proud of that. And I'll say, wow, no, I can't. I can't chance it. Not now. Not while I have a pregnant wife. I'll make up some story. And
so why do you say that?
Well, I want them to know that if my health is compromised, I could be infecting an entire household of people, and it could get very ugly very fast. I don't know if you ever saw Dust Till Dawn and that green spewing creature that Quentin Tarantino turned into.
I remember that, yeah.
Well, that's what I want them to picture me becoming if I eat their garbage, and I say that with all due respect, but if I eat any of their garbage at their deli.
So you turn down their offer of lunch?
I do. I turn down the offer of lunch. I'll say, I thank you very much, but I do. I can't chance eating your whatever you do back there. And they say, well, Mr. Green, we make delicious sandwiches. We have potato salad. And I'll say, yeah, I know. I saw one of the guys, and I said, you know, it's okay with me, but when they're back there picking their nose...
Holy crap, you don't say that.
Yes, I do. Why? Why can't I say that?
Well, it's not true. And what you're doing is you're impugning someone's work record.
Look, this is cut. This is hardball, General.
You're impugning.
No, General. This is what's called hardball. All right? You know what hardball is, right?
My young man, I was in Vietnam. I've been in comp.
I know all about that, but I'm talking about the hardball of business. You know what that is?
I think I do, yes.
All right. When a guy opens up a grocery chain near me, Bob Green, then the gloves come off. I got Fraser Foods in Buena Park. This guy comes in from the home office of, let's just call it Charlie's Grocery Store Incorporated. It's a gigantic grocery chain here in California. People know the one I'm talking about. You know, it's got four letters.
All right, well, let's not identify it anymore.
All right. So Charlie's Grocery Company comes into Buena Park, and they open up a store not two blocks from mine. And I remember I came to work one day, and I looked around. And I said, what the hell? And they said, what's wrong, Mr. Rain? I said, well, the skyline's changed somehow. What is that? And they go, well, that's the new such-and-such grocery store. And I go, I can't believe... And they said to me that day, I paced back and forth, I can't believe it. So I got into my van and I rolled down there and I began grazing and I began looking at my hand shoved in my pocket. And the guy says to me, hey, would you like to have lunch? And I said, I'd love it. I really would. But, you know, I can't chance... At this point in my life, I've just now recovered from a very serious staph infection. I don't need another one. And they say, well, we don't have staph in our deli. I said, maybe not, but I saw a guy back there making sandwiches with no gloves on with a big red seeping sore.
Oh, shit.
Well,
oh, man.
You got to do it, you know.
That makes me, and that's not even true.
It'll, what do you mean it isn't true? In my mind, it's true.
Well, that's not, you know, that's what we call dirty pool. That's just not the way it is.
General, I'm going to tell you, I have grandkids just like you. I'm a guy that wants to survive just like you. No one comes in onto my block with their grocery store without paying their dues. And I do that, so...
Now, you graze. Now, what do they think about you grazing?
Well, I don't care what they think about it. Grazing is a great American pastime. People go into grocery stores all the time, and they eat a grape here, and they'll take a bite out of a peach there and put it back, and take a bite out...
What do you mean, take a bite out of a peach and put it... I have never done that in my life. If I take a peach, I eat the whole thing.
You have taken a peach, then?
I don't know whether I have or not, but I can tell you, I eat the whole thing.
I don't. They start to complain. And I'll say, is there a problem? They go, well, there's not really a problem, but we're not used to people grazing, eating whole peaches. And I'll say, I'm sorry. So I'll take it out of my mouth and I'll put it back. I say, you want that? And they start looking at me and they begin to gain respect for me because they know they're dealing with a formidable man. I'll put the peach back and I'll say, I'm Bob Green. And I'll wheel about on the heel of my boot. I will what?
You know, wait, you wear boots?
What about it?
Nothing. I just, what kind of...
I wear a beetle boot. What's your... What's your story?
All right, you wear beetle boots.
That's right.
Now, those are the what? They're ankle high, right?
Yeah, they're ankle high and they zipper. Oh, I get it. So that makes me what? Does that make me kind of a woo-hoo?
No, no, no. I just, when you said you wheel about on the heel of your boot.
I wear a very nice boot that I get it mail order directly from Italy. Well, they say it's from Italy. I have to tell you, I think it's a German company, but they make a hell of a great Italian boot. And I wear that on occasion. It's because I saw you looking at me. Well, it seemed unusual. Yeah, well, it's not unusual. So I'll go into the store, and I'll wheel about on my boot, and I'll stride out to where, I forget what we were talking about.
Well, we were talking about you grazing and taking a whole peach.
That's it. I take a whole peach, I put it back, I say, I'm Bob Green, I wheel about, and I stride directly out of the store toward my Cadillac.
Well, there's some great stories there, Bob. We're going to be back with Robert Green here from Fraser Foods as Bob talks to us about his life and times and career as the owner of Fraser Foods. This is Bob Green today.
I'm Bob Green.
Stick around. We'll be taking some phone calls and be talking a little bit more about Bob's history in the grocery business.
Hi, folks. This is Bob Green from Fraser Foods. Watermelon is on its way, just as we hear the music there of Ennio Morricone saying that Bob Green is in town. I'm here to tell you that watermelon is in town. Now look for the giant poster in our store. You'll see me dressed in cowboy boots, a cowboy hat, and a six-shooter. And under each arm, I'm holding one of those personalized watermelons. I say personalized because they're good for one person. Those little watermelons, you've seen them. You crack them open. It's yours and yours alone. You can go anywhere with your watermelon. Do anything you want with it. I don't care. I'm not about to say anything. If you want to bore a hole in it, I'm going to tell you.
You're going to want to cut that out.
Yeah. Take two.
Three, two, one, go.
If you want to walk around with your own personal watermelon, my store is the place where you can get it. Little tiny watermelons about the size of cantaloupes. And while you're in there, the fruit section, make sure that you say hi to Bob. He'll be wearing chaps and a pink shirt.
No, come on.
All right, I'm sorry. Take two. If you're in our fruit section, make sure you stop off and get those delicious nectarines that we have and the Santa Rosa plum. Oh, man. The most delicious thing you've ever had in your life. And I've had them all over the world. That's Fraser Foods, Buena Park, Anaheim, and now the new store in Riverside. Fraser Foods.
Bob Green is on the way.
It's Bob Green today.
And if you want to call Bob, you can reach him here at 855-500-7445. That's 855-500-7445. It's a real treat for us here, Bob. We have Frank Gray as the husband of Margaret Gray.
I know Frank. Frank, how are you?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm great.
Hey, Bob, I was in your store. I don't know if it was in your store. I was in Bert Petrie's store. Do you know this guy, Bert Petrie? Have you ever met her?
Bert Petrie, I don't...
All right, well, anyway, she's the husband of Margaret's best friend, Ann Petrie. Now, Ann and Bob will come to the house, and the gals will go off and try on girdles or whatever women do, and Bob... I tell you, she's a great poker player. Now, Ann plays poker, too, but he's not all that great because Ann came up at a time when women were not encouraged to play poker, so he's pretty bad. But his husband, Bob, she's great. Anyway, I wanted to know, do you want to play poker with us?
I'd be very, very proud to play poker with you,
Frank.
Frank?
Oh, man.
Well, I think you blew that one.
Don't even know my name, huh?
Oh, I know your name. I'd be very proud to play poker with you.
All right. But one of the things I want you to do when you come over to play poker, don't bring any of those sandwiches from your deli because I had a problem all the next day, and I don't know what you put in them.
I don't understand. It was Bavarian ham. We had the cheeses.
I can't take it. I had a gut that was on fire. And gas that lasted well into the following month. But the reason why I'm calling is that I started out at a grocery chain. I'd started out as a bag boy, too, at Wilhelmina's Groceries. You know that place?
I do know Wilhelmina's, and I knew the owner, a guy by the name of I think it was Frank Pinson, right?
Frank Pinson, yeah. She was the brother of Veda Pinson, the baseball player.
Is that right?
Yeah. Now, she was a hell of a guy. Veda, of course, did you ever see her pitch? She pitched for the Cincinnati Reds.
What's with you?
Nothing. Frank Pinson owns this place. And I just said to Frank, I said to her, you know, Frank, this is the greatest grocery store I've ever been to in my life, but I got a feeling something else is going to come along even bigger. And that's when she wheeled about us, man. She wore Beetle boots. That's the funny part about it. That's what I want to say.
Now, who is this?
Frank Pinson, the brother of Veda Pinson. You remember her?
No, I don't.
All right, well, Wilhelmina's.
Okay, that's it.
Right, she owned Wilhelmina. And she said that, well, I got a feeling that there's going to be a better grocery store soon, and I'll be a son of a bitch if it wasn't yours, Fraser Foods. And she is beside herself to this day. She sold Wilhelmina's, and now she lives up the coast there in San Luis Obispo and never comes out until the sun goes down. It's very tragic.
All right, well, I didn't know what happened to Frank Pinson. I knew that Wilhelmina's got sold out. Now I don't even think it's a grocery chain.
No, it's a bunch of liquor stores, which is fine. I need a bottle of booze as much as the next guy, but I'll tell you, she threw her for a loop.
All right, Frank. Well, thanks a lot.
You're not the host of the show. You gotta.
All right. Well, thank Frank. Thank you, Frank.
You are the host of the show, right?
I am the host of the show. Yeah, but I'm the guy that tells people to get lost. So get lost, will you?
Yeah. Okay.
There is Frank Gray. Did you understand? Well, he was saying, what's he going to tell you a little bit about Wilhelmina's? Do you? What was this store? It was a store. It was owned by this Frank Pinson, who was the brother of Veda Pinson. Really nice guys. It was a great store. But when I came on the scene, forget it. Everyone wanted to go to Fraser Foods. Everyone wanted the cutlets. Everyone wanted our Cherry's Jubilee. We were expanding. We were blowing up, as the kids like to say. And this guy never had a chance. He I think he tried to put in some, you know, like, for instance, popcorn. They had a popcorn machine. And so the kids could come in and eat popcorn and corn on the cob. And that's when I said, that's a loser all the way, because you're going to have all kinds of complaints. And I told him about the problems I was having with the corn on the cob. Now, I heard a lot about that. What is the thing about you and the way cucumbers are laid out, as long as we're going to go down that road? Well, we don't necessarily have to go down that road.
Well, what? But yes, well, yes, we do. You brought up the cob.
It's just that when I went into that grocery chain, I saw the way they laid out their cucumbers. It's hard to explain unless you're in the grocery business, but...
Yeah,
you know, you just want to say, what is your story? You know, you want to say that to the produce manager, because you see the way some of these guys lay the cucumbers out. They're just all there. And I think it's offensive. I think it's something that can be corrected.
Now, what way are these laid out?
You can't really explain it to a layperson, but when you walk in and you see the way they lay the cucumbers out,
Is it obscene? Is it...
Like I said, it's hard to explain. But I would liken it to walking into a room. There's a bunch of guys sitting there, and they had towels on, but they've opened the towels up, and they're just sitting there and staring at you. Like, what, you want me to give you blowjobs? Oh, excuse me.
You can't do that, Bob, because...
I know, I'm sorry. But...
So it is obscene.
It's not obscene, but it reminds me of that.
So these cucumbers, what are they doing? They're just laying them.
They got them laying in the bins, and it's just, yeah, it's just cucumbers. And I saw that at this one grocery chain, and as I walked out, I said, the way you put your cucumbers out, I'll never make that mistake in my business. And the guy will look at you and go, and then the next thing you know, he's out of business 3 months later, and he's coming around, sniffing around, looking for a job, and you tell him, go out in the alley and smoke a cigarette, and I'll see what I can do.
Bob Green is with us from Fraser Foods. We're hearing some stories here about the old days, the early days of when Bob was a box boy.
Yeah, and the guy picked me up.
And the guy, there was a guy in another store used to pick you up and put you on the scale where they weighed produce.
Exactly. Now, they still have those scales. A lot of people these days, they're not weighing anything. They know they can eyeball it. I need a pound this, a pound that. I want 2 pounds of peaches or something, and they just put them in the bag. But in the old days, yeah, they needed to weigh them.
So this is Bob Green today, and we're going to be back with more from Bob and more of your phone calls right after this.
Bob Green is in town, and he's coming to your house. You can hear the jingle jangle of his spurs. It doesn't say jingle jangle.
I'm sorry. You can hear the jangle of the spurs.
Hi, friends. This is Bob Green from Fraser Foods. You know that we've had a long-standing prohibition against selling corn on the cob to people with crooked teeth. The reason was very simple. When you've got gnarled up, funky-looking teeth, and then you've got corn on the cob hanging out of them, and it's stuck between the cracks in your teeth, it's really hard to get through a meal having to stare at that, because so many of you with crooked teeth also talk a lot, and you talk with your mouth full. This is Bob Green and Fraser Foods reminding you, please don't talk with a mouthful of corn on the cob when your teeth, you can eat that corn on the cob through a chain link fence at arm's length. You know what I'm saying?
Paid for by Bob Green's Fraser Foods for a more comfortable meal.
Bob Green's specials this week. We've got Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke. We've got all the great diet drinks and also the great energy drinks. And they are there for you. They're not on sale. We don't really call them sales. We call it specially. We highlight certain items. We never put anything on sale. What we do, if you'll pardon me for saying doo-doo,
well, you don't have to point that out.
All right. So that's not bad.
No.
What we do is we will point out to you the things that we're very proud of, but you have to pay full price. It's always going to be that way. And, you know, tough toenails, but that's how it is.
At Bob Green's, you can get the very finest in roast beeves, as well as hamburger meat, the top sirloin, fat-free, and your veggie burgers. The top veggie burgers are sold there at Fraser Foods.
So come on in. And for your summer barbecue, visit me, Bob Green, at Fraser Foods. Remember, nothing's on sale, you pay full price, and some of the meat may be bad, but you'll love it.
Welcome back to Bob Green Today, and this is General Galen Shaw. Now, Bob, you said something there that reminded me of a longstanding policy at your store.
Indeed, I did, and we did put that in the... We put that in all of our commercials. I'll often say, come on in, buy our meat at full price, and some of it may have gone bad, and you'll still love it. From me to you, Bob Green.
Now, is that something that you're proud of? Is that...
It's not a matter of being proud, it's a matter of what is. Now, what we've done at Bob Green's, and here is something else, I want to point this out. I got into... Initially, a lot of people thought I was a racist because I would say... There is what it is, and there is what it am. And they thought I was mocking black people, and no, I just had misspoke.
Well, black people don't talk that way any more than white people do.
I understand that, but at the time I had misspoken because I said, this is how it is, and it is what it is, and I guess I kind of put a, is what it is, you know, because I'd been messing around with buddies of mine. We were watching Good Times, J.J. Walker, a whole lot of stuff.
But you had already started the grocery chain.
Yes. I was 26 years old, so I was still watching Good Times and acting like an ass, you know, on reruns. But I had the grocery chain. So I said on the commercial, you'll buy our meat, you'll go home, you'll eat it, even if it tastes like it's gone bad, because that's how good we are. And I would say that on the commercial. And then I started saying, you'll buy our meat, take it home, eat it, even though it's gone bad, because that's what it is and that's who I is. And I had misspoke, but it got out. Nobody had corrected it. It went into the community, and some people had thought I was mocking black people, and so there was a boycott of the store, and eventually one part of the store was set on fire.
You're kidding me. Did they did they arrest the person?
Well, no, but no, hold on. I did it. I set the store on fire because at the time I was being beaten down by these people were saying, you think it's funny? I said, no, I don't think it's funny, but you do. And so I went around and I set fire to part of the store so I could divert the cops' attention. And I could say, look at this, they're rioting. Ah. But the cops saw me start the fire. It was a very, very bad situation.
You know, I'm glad you're telling us about this because I think it takes a big man to admit his mistakes.
Well, you know what? I hear that all the time and I'd like to think it's true, but I'm sure that it isn't because you're the only one that's ever said it directly to me with any conviction. But I thank you for that very much, General.
Well, you're welcome. So let's get back to this misunderstanding where these people thought you were racist.
Yeah, and they came and they protested. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, I had misspoke, and they weren't buying it. They said, no, Mr. Green, we've been in your store. Many of us have been in your store. We know how African-American people are treated there. I said, wait a minute, that's not me. That used to be me. They said, well, what about the Walt Frazier, Joe Frazier incident? I said, that was the guy that I used to be. You're right about that. I said, this is entirely a mistake. I am very, very sorry. And they said, well, we're not buying it. And that's when I said, would you excuse me for a moment? And I went down with a book of matches and gasoline.
So you started you set your own store on fire.
I had to do something to get the cops down there because they weren't being violent.
You know, Bob, that there's a lot of people that would call that dirty pool.
Well, you know what? They can call it whatever they want. You know, it's not like the cops were fooled. I was arrested for arson.
So the cops found out you would, you know, I
saw you put your own thumb in your eye.
Yeah. Oh, so the cops did arrest you for arson.
That's what they did. And here, so you can feel even better about it, and so that whoever was there that day listening now can feel even better about it, I tried to spread some money around, and they hit me with attempting to bribe a peace officer.
So you tried to bribe them?
I said I tried to spread some money around. I had three crisp $100 bills, and I said, this is for you, and this is for you, and I said, this is almost for you, unless you do what I want you to do. It happened to be the chief of police.
Oh, boy.
Well, now, see, you said, oh, boy, as if you wanted to say you're a real idiot.
No, I did not say that.
No, but that's the way you said it.
All right, so what if I did? Where are you going?
Well, I feel like I'm not going to really get up, but I feel like getting up, making it look like I'm walking off the show.
And you got your ass wailed on by Margaret Gray, who is, you know, a member of our panel on the Phil Henry Show. It was a real tough outing for you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to talk about it.
No, what guy would want to talk about that?
Oh, my God. Well, we will, coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bob Green on Bob Green Today.
Good God. I'm Bob Green. Folks, Harry's fish sticks are in stock now. Now, you know they go real fast. Everybody loves Harry's fish sticks, the white fish, and the delicious crab cakes, too. Come in and get Harry's fish sticks. They're in the frozen fish section. That's the frozen fish section, not the frozen fist section. Like some gal thought I said to her, and she complained to her husband, and he came down, he punched me, they sued me for sexual harassment. I was able to countersue for, you know, assault, and the whole thing was dropped, and I think I even got about $5,000 out of it. But so that's what happens.
Harry's Fish Sticks at Fraser Foods. They're in the frozen fish section.
Frozen fish. I mean fish. You know, the summer months are ahead, folks, and it's nothing like a picnic. A picnic at the beach with food from Fraser Foods. Our lemonades are half off. I said I know that we don't do sales, but lemonade, sure. It's powdered lemonade. It's real. It ain't that good. Also, we have delicious limeades. And, of course, let's not forget the Kool-Aid. I love Kool-Aid on a summer day. And sometimes I'll make the gag, hey, get me. I'm Jim Jones. And I'll start walking around sweating and staggering and bumping into things and saying, it's time to get gone, children. Well, people don't find that funny, but one thing they do like is the delicious Kool-Aid that we have at Fraser Foods. So Kool-Aid, cold cuts, potato chips, corn chips, and dip, all at Fraser Foods for your beach-going fun.
Fraser Foods for all your picnic needs.
When it comes to picnics, your only pick is Fraser Foods.
In a pick-a-dick-a basket.
And it gets me every time.
Welcome back here to Fraser Foods, or excuse me, yes, Bob Green Today.
Well, it is, in a lot of ways, it is the Fraser Foods Hour.
And we want you to know that Bob Green, of course, is a welcome member on the Phil Henry Show, is a member of the guest that we bring on. But also, Bob is a sponsor, and this hour of Bob Green Today is brought to you by Fraser Foods.
That's right, and I thank you very much for that, General. Fraser Foods is very, very proud to be associated with the Phil Henry Show and the Phil Henry website. A number of things were, you know, some bad stuff happened, some bad feelings. Phil, you know, got upset with me over a few things. A lot of things have been said down through the years. Crude jokes have been cracked, filthy jokes and filthy references, but it's all in good fun. I like nothing more than being on the Phil Henry Show and Phil Henry website.
All right, Bob, let's go to another phone call here. And this is one of your neighbors there, comes to the store. This is Carolyn. Hello, Carolyn. You're on here with Bob Green.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
You don't remember me, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, we went out. We dated.
Okay, I do remember you. You're a big...
Yeah, I'm big, all right. I'm pre-surgical.
Can we cut that whole thing out?
We sure can. Don't worry about it.
All right, Bob, let's go to a phone call here, and it's Brad in Las Vegas. Brad, how you doing? Welcome to the Bob Green Fraser Food Hour.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Bob. This is Brad Rifkin. I have an ad agency in Las Vegas, and we've had occasion to speak in the past. Always remember me.
I do remember you, Brad. How you been?
I'm great. Listen, I do run this ad agency, and I know you opened a store here in Vegas about 6 months ago.
That's that right. That is the one in the North Vegas area. We're in the Cooley Mall, right?
Well, it's the Coolo Mall. But here's the thing. They want to change the name from Coolo because it's fetid and it's...
It's very offensive.
Right. They want to change it to Cool Mall, all right? But they said they can't do that if you're going to be moving in. So is there any way that...
That I could do what?
That you could put off moving in... I know you got the new store there in North Vegas there at the Coolo Mall, and we were wondering if you could use a little advertising agency.
What is the name of the Coolo Mall?
Yeah, it's making the rounds in the Phil Hendry show these days.
Yeah, Phil also used that in a Bobby Dooley segment.
All right, I understand.
Yeah, so do you need any advertising?
No, we really don't. What I like to do when we open a store is we will play that music by Ennio Morricone over these loudspeakers. I'll walk down the boulevard, and a Klieg light will illuminate me as I walk down the boulevard, and over a loudspeaker, you will hear me say, I'm Bob Green, 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 you know, it'll echo.
Yeah.
And then I stride up the street in my chaps and my boots.
Right. And that works for you, huh?
Yeah, it does. And I can tell you don't respect it very much.
Well, you're walking down a street, and you're saying, I'm Bob Green, Green. What does that mean?
It's echoing.
All right. And you're wearing chaps.
That's right.
I think you need something more than that. I think you need to stop doing that. This is what I think you need to do, especially if you're going to open a store in Vegas. Don't do that. And get together with me. Let's put our heads together over a drink and, and see what we can come up with.
No, that's all right. I think I know what I'm doing.
I don't. I don't think you know what you're doing. And as a matter of fact, I was in your store last week, and you want to know something? Your meat was foul, and...
That's right, but you're going to eat it and like it.
I don't like it. I really hate it.
You're going to eat it and like it.
All right, well, there he goes, Brad Rifkin.
Yeah, I've talked to that guy. You know, I've had my fair share of run-ins with a lot of these guys that are on the Phil Hendry show, and I will tell you this. There, at no time am I ever... At no time is Bob Green ever pressured or bullied into doing anything he doesn't want to do. That's why I think you'll agree that when Bob Green is in town, he's the mayor. He's the mayor of any town he's in. Let's put it that way.
This has been Bob Green Today.
I'm Bob Green.
I'm General Galen Shaw. We thank you very much for joining us on Bob Green Today. I don't know how many more of these we're going to do.
As many as I want.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that...
You don't think what? You don't think what?
Bob Green Today.